USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says justice was not served after prosecutors unexpectedly dropped all the charges against actor Jussie Smollett.
They wanted their day in court with TV cameras so America could know the truth. And no, they chose to hide behind secrecy and broker a deal to circumvent the judicial system.
Meanwhile, former Washington, D.C. homicide detective and now Fox News contributor Ted Williams believes
Chicago may very, the police department may have very well gotten out in front of their skis here.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it will be up to Attorney General William Barr to determine what parts of the Mueller report are released to the public. Speaking on Capitol Hill, the Kentucky Republican says he hopes Barr is working to release parts of the report that don't hurt national security.
There are two things the Attorney General will have to grapple with: classified information and innocent people's reputations.
USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Facebook Marketplace. Springtime has long been associated with the act of decluttering, and this year, there's no doubt that many people will try to spark joy by parting with the items they no longer need. But why just toss those items when you could make some serious cash selling them online? And while you're at it, you can source locally for something to refresh your space. Yvette Rios is a TV host, lifestyle expert, and writer.
Spring is the perfect time to sell seasonal items, and you can start spring cleaning in minutes using apps you already have on your phone, like Facebook Marketplace. Just snap a few photos, write a brief description, and name your price. You can also give your home a new look by refreshing your space with home decor and furniture sourced locally. Type in what you're looking for, tables, artwork, mirrors, and more, then narrow it down by price and what's nearest to you.
For more information on how to start selling and buying, visit facebook.com/marketplace.
Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is among the protesters gathering in front of the Supreme Court calling for an end to gerrymandering. Schwarzenegger was among those who spoke at the Fair Map rally, which coincided with the Supreme Court hearing a redistricting case in North Carolina and Maryland.
Not in my wildest dreams did I think about 50 years ago when I came to this great country as an immigrant, that one day I will be standing in front of the Supreme Court of the United States and fight gerrymandering.
The Pentagon has told Congress that it has authorized a transfer of $1 billion to begin construction of a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Tennessee Republican Congressman Mark Green tells Fox News this is a great decision.
I think the guys at the Pentagon know that border security is national security, and they understand their mission is, you know, securing the nation, making sure that we win our nation's wars and that they're strong enough not to ever have to fight a war.
The money is set to go towards 57 miles of fencing and road improvements along the border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Apple is moving into the content business. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
New services announced at a big event on Monday at its Cupertino, California headquarters. Among those, Apple TV Plus, the company's new subscription platform for original TV programming. Also, Apple CEO Tim Cook announced a new subscription service called Apple News Plus.
I love the feeling of being at the newsstand. With all those beautiful and thought-provoking magazines covering so many topics. Well, today, we're bringing magazines to Apple News. All of these magazines come to life in an all-new service that we call Apple News Plus.
For $9.99 a month, you get access to more than 300 magazines and newspapers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After 4 days of March Madness, just one perfect bracket remains from the websites ESPN, Yahoo, CBS Sportsline, Fox, and many, many more. The bracket Center Row correctly predicted the outcome of the first 48 games of the tournament, making it the first bracket ever to make the Sweet 16 perfect. In case you're wondering, the person with that perfect bracket has Gonzaga beating Kentucky in the finals. All the action gets back underway this Thursday. Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.